I'm going to give you a date for this show, but it doesn't mean anything because it was a syndicated show brought to you, thankfully, through Commodore Productions. Great show. I love Hopalong Cassidy, and there were about 104 episodes made. This one is number 84. It's called Bayou Drums, Mean Death. The date that we have for it is November 27 of 1951, but it could have been any date, depending on when stations aired it. Here is Bayou Drums, Mean Death.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The ring of the silver spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
It's one that took place down in Louisiana Bayou country. California and I had brought a shipment of saddle and thoroughbred horses to a breeder named B. Levasseur. As the last stage of our journey was by a Mississippi riverboat, he was to meet us at the landing in New Orleans.
Excuse me, would you be Mr. Cassidy and Mr. Carlson?
Yes, I'm Hopalong Cassidy, ma'am. This is California Carlson. You're from B. Levasseur?
I am B. Levasseur. The B's for Blanche, which you may call me. I detest the formality of these southern aristocrats, don't you?
Yes. Well, we brought the horses.
Yes, I see them. They're very nice, too. My men will take them onto the plantation. You and I can go to the bank and complete the arrangements. You wish cash?
Oh, a draft would be fine. I figured on sending it back to the Bar 20 by mail. California and I are going to stay in New Orleans for a few days to see the sights.
You're going to stay? Well, that's wonderful. You'll be guests of the Levasseur Plantation while you're in Louisiana.
But we kind of planned on staying at the St. Charles.
Nonsense. I won't hear of it. You'll be much more comfortable at our plantation.
That's mighty thoughtful of you, ma'am.
Oh, you cowboys. Let's drop the ma'am. The name is Blanche, remember?
Yes, ma'am. Blanche.
Mm. Not handsome, but lots of character in your face. You a bachelor, California?
Well, sure.
Don't hate women, do you?
Well, no, I don't.
Well, good. You two can ride out with me in the carriage. We can get better acquainted on the way.
We have our own horses, ma'am. Blanche.
They'll be well taken care of, Hopalong. My, don't men out west have given names?
When we're born, we do. But somehow we usually get a new handle by voting age. Most people call me Hoppy.
Hoppy. Okay, Hoppy, Hoppy it shall be. Well, now, shall we go? My cousin will be waiting for me.
Your cousin?
Yes, Philippe, the Marquis de Levasseur. It was his plantation before I took it over. The war ruined him, you see.
Then you ain't a native here. You talk Yankee lingo.
No, I was raised in Philadelphia. Philippe was educated in England, but he's lived most of his life in Louisiana. We're French only in name and our emotional capacity.
You seen a doctor about it?
No, I've seen you.
Me? Shucks, I ain't good for nothing but tending horses and cows.
Oh, I can train you. It's going to be good to have you around the plantation. Had such a frightening atmosphere lately.
Frightening? In what way?
I'm not sure, Hoppy. Just a feeling of foreboding. And the unrest among the field hands, of course.
They're causing you trouble?
No. No, it's all very vague, I know, but they're restless, they're nervous. The activity of Hagger's responsible for it, I know. She's been conducting secret ceremonies and rituals down in the bayous.
Just a minute. Who's Hagger?
Hagger? Hagger is a witch.
A witch? Oh, that's silly.
Is it? I wish I were sure. You see, Hagger's known to be a priestess of the oldest of black arts, voodoo.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and the thrilling story, Bayou Drums Mean Death. Hoppy and California have been invited to be the guests of Levasseur Plantation upriver. Things are not easy at the plantation. the activities of a strange old woman known as Haga, priestess of voodoo, are causing trouble. Now the carriage is drawing up at the big plantation house.
Josh, put the carriage away. Well, gentlemen, here is Levasseur House. At your command and service.
It's magnificent, ma'am.
Blanche. Yes, I find it so. I've spent a great deal of money putting it back into good shape.
How come it's sitting up in stone piles like this?
Well, the danger of flood's always present in this country, California. And two, being raised helps keep snakes from entering the house.
Snakes? You got rattlers here?
No rattlesnakes, California. But plenty of cottonmouth water moccasins. They're just as poisonous.
Worse. They don't warn before they strike.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's go into the library. Oh, here's my cousin. Philippe, we have guests.
Oh, hello, Blanche. I was worried about you. Greetings, gentlemen. Welcome to Levasseur.
Hopalong Cassidy, California Carlton, my cousin Philippe, Marquis de Levasseur.
Happy to know you, sir.
That goes for me, too.
Thank you. I hope you are planning an extended visit.
Blanche was very kind to invite us here, but I'm afraid we can't stay very long.
I keep forgetting that Blanche is owner now of Levasseur Plantation. It is hard, you understand.
Oh, now, Philippe, please, don't talk like that. Perhaps our guests would like a glass of sherry before dinner.
Nothing for me, Blanche. I would like to get cleaned up a bit, though.
Oh, certainly. I'll have you shown to your rooms. But hurry back down, won't you? I want to show you the treasure of Levasseur House after dinner.
Hey, now, Blanche, they're not interested in that.
Not interested in a priceless gem with a bloody history? Nonsense, Philippe. Of course they are.
As you wish, my dear.
It's a gem, you say?
It's a gem, all right. A ruby. Haga named it right. It's the death ruby.
For goodness sake, are you going to take all evening washing?
Nope, it's all yours, California. Where'd you toss our war bags? I need a clean shirt, and so do you.
But I just put this one on day before yesterday. It's practically clean.
California.
Well, yeah, all right, Hoppy. The war bags are over behind the bed.
Uh-huh, thanks.
Darn nonsense. Wish I was back herding cattle. They don't care if you wear a clean shirt. Don't care if you even wear a shirt. In fact, don't care at all. Cattle are sure nice.
California, come here, quick.
What is it? Well, I'll be a three-horned maverick. Dolls. Ain't they cute?
Hardly cute, California. They're voodoo dolls.
Voodoo dolls? What's them pins sticking in them?
A sign of death.
Yeah? when do we leave?
Not for a while. And keep quiet about these dolls. I want to find out why we're being warned.
Blanche, that was a meal like none I've ever eaten. Sure wish the grub was like that back at the bar 20.
I'm so glad you liked it, California.
Would you gentlemen care for your demitasse in the library?
Well, that's kind of silly, ain't it?
Of course not. We'll go in there to have our demitasse.
You ain't got yours here with you?
To state the obvious, no.
Well, I'll be darned.
California, a demitasse is a small cup of coffee.
Well, why in heck didn't he say so? Sure, I'll go along with that. Bring on the demitasse, mister.
You take my arm, California.
What for? You tired?
Take it.
Yes, I'm.
That's it. Oh, you're very strong, California.
Yeah, I am?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, here we are. Have seats, everyone. I'll bring the exhibit. Philippe, would you take down the picture?
Well, as you wish.
This isn't really a safe, but it serves.
A hidden panel under a picture.
Yes, isn't it melodramatic? You see, I pushed the panel aside. Here it is. The death ruby itself. Take a look.
Wow, it's as big as a ripe buzzard egg.
What a gruesome simile.
That's a beautiful stone. So red. Almost like blood.
Mm-hmm. Pigeon's blood is the term used to describe this type of ruby. It is very beautiful. Well, we may as well enjoy it now. I intend selling it soon.
Blanche, what are you saying?
Philippe, don't get excited. I can use the money. And it is mine, remember.
Yes, I know. But it is a Levasseur heirloom. It has remained in our family for three generations.
I said I'm selling it, Philippe. That settles the matter. With enough mystery and curses around this place without keeping this jinx. brought violent death to four men before our family bought it, and already two Levasseurs have paid the penalty of possessing it. I don't intend to be the first.
You mean you actually believe a curse follows the owner of this ruby?
Well, I didn't until lately, but now I've the feeling that I'm in terrible danger.
Well, nothing's going to hurt you while Hoppy and me's around.
I know. You will be my protector, California. But I feel sure if I sell this ruby that danger will leave. A man's coming out to buy it in a few days.
This idea of your being in danger is silly. Your nerves are upset. The drums.
Drums? What drums are those, Philippe?
Voodoo drums. Off in the bayous. Hagar's doings. She's been encouraging a return to voodooism. Has all the field hands aroused. Some swear they've seen zombies and the like.
They have been seen, Master.
Hagar.
Hoppy, I wished we'd our gun drawn.
Guns would be useless, man of cackle. Bullets cannot harm me.
Hagar, what are you doing in my house? I've told you to stay away from here.
I have come to warning, madam. Warning that death is to strike your house tonight.
Death?
Voodoo death. And tonight, Hagar knows. Hagar has spoken.
Hoppy, we gotta get out of here. This place is too spooky for me, and that witch, Hagar, I didn't like the way she kept staring at us.
California, there's no such thing as spooks. Besides, what could she have against us? Here's our room.
Well, Hagar ain't quite all Hoppy. This Blanche, she's got some funny notions. Keeps waiting on me, taking care of me like I was plumb helpless. Come on, hurry up and light that candle. This dark ain't cheerful.
I can't find it. It was over here on the table. But, California, listen.
What? What was that?
Something's in this room with us. Easy. I got the candle. Here. There. California in front of you. Don't move. It's a snake.
Who's moving?
Careful. He's ready to strike. If I can just get him with this heavy pitcher like this. Oh, brother.
You got him, Hoppy. You got him. He's killed. Where's my gun? I ain't going around naked no more, no, sir. That .45's gonna sleep with me.
That may not be a bad idea, but our worst danger is not a snake.
Well, it'll do for me.
No, that cottonmouth had help getting into our room. And I know that candle was moved. If we'd kept blundered around...
Never mind. Guess what would have happened? We'd have both been bit. Hoppy, let's get back to where snakes rattle.
Why, California, you sound scared.
I am. But it ain't only snakes and voodoo. That Blanche, she's getting some mighty strange ideas.
Well, maybe we'll move into New Orleans tomorrow. At least we blocked Hagar's prophecy about death coming to this house tonight.
Yeah, and that death is something I just love to block, especially mine.
It'll ruin her stalk when it gets around that she failed.
Hoppy, that came from downstairs.
Come on, that was someone dying.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Bayou Drums Mean Death. Hoppy and California's arrival at Levasseur Plantation in the Louisiana Bayous has set off a series of strange events. First, they find voodoo dolls mocking them for death. Then, after Hagar, the voodoo priestess, appears and warns of death, Hoppy and California narrowly avoid a poisonous snake in their room. A few seconds later, a scream rings out from downstairs.
In the library, this way, California. Blanche, Philippe, who's that on the floor?
Oh, Hoppy, it's Josh. He's dead.
The man who drove us out from New Orleans, Hoppy.
Yeah, what killed him?
There's no mark on him. I'm afraid...
Yes, yes, it is, Philippe, you know it is.
What's she saying? What is it?
It's voodoo.
Hagar warned us. We should have known it would come. But why, Josh? Who'd want to kill Josh?
Now, Blanche, try and control yourself.
California, help Blanche to her room. Blanche, do you have any sedatives?
Yes. Yes, I do at my room.
Take one and try to rest.
Come on, Blanche. Take my arm.
Thank you, California.
I'm afraid my cousin is becoming quite attached to your man, Hoppy.
He's not my man. He's my partner, Philippe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we better take Josh's body away. What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing. Where shall we take him?
I guess the tack room will do. He has no kin. We can bury him tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Aren't you going to get the sheriff?
To investigate a voodoo death? No. In this country, when a man dies without a mark, after a voodoo warning, we bury him deep and forget him. That way we stay alive ourselves.
Philippe, stop that pacing. After last night, I'm nervous enough.
Very well, my dear.
Oh, California, I'm so glad you're here. My nerves are just shattered. I'm frightened.
No, Blanche.
No, Blanche, stop it. Your constant babbling of fears makes us look ridiculous. Remember, the blood of the Bonapartes flows in your veins.
Shut up,
Blanche. What do you... Oh, very well. But, my dear cousin, try and have some family pride. Must you spill over like a leaky dam in front of your guests?
Philippe, that's enough. Now get out.
I'm going. Remember, we have a burial to attend as soon as the men finish digging Josh's grave.
What effect is the death of Josh going to have on the unrest among your field hands, Blanche?
I don't know, Hoppy, but it won't be good. He's dying in our house. We'll be blamed.
Blanche, I think you should call this burial off today.
What?
It's a matter that needs an official investigation.
Investigation?
I didn't want to tell you before, but I think Josh was murdered. And not by voodoo.
Are you sure? How do you know?
I'm not sure. But come with me. I want to see his body. There's something peculiar about one of his fingers.
Blanche! Blanche! He's gone!
Who's gone?
Josh! His body has disappeared.
Well, that ends the problem of burial.
I guess I may as well dismiss the hands. They came in for the funeral.
California, you better go with him. It may stir him up if they take Josh's disappearance wrong.
Sure, Hoppy, and I'm wearing my gun.
And see that you don't use it.
Oh, no, Hoppy, all right, Hoppy. Just in snakes.
Be careful, California.
Blanche, do you have any heavy gloves?
Gloves? Yes, I have some I use for gardening.
And maybe a pair of pliers?
Yes, I'll get them. What are you going to do?
I have a hunch about how Josh was killed. I'll need a few minutes in your library where he died. Alone.
Where's Hoppy?
Well, he'll be back in just a moment. How did the hands take the news of Josh's body vanishing?
Badly. Very badly. They turned so ugly. I was afraid California would have to use his gun after all.
Not me. I sure wasn't going to fight all them people. You sure hire a mess of them. Must have been hundreds.
Hundreds? Philippe, then they...
Yes, Blanche. It was a gathering of all the workers' families in this section of the bayous. But it probably doesn't mean much. You know how they love to have an excuse to get together.
No, not this time. This time it's not good. Philippe, do you realize what will happen if Hagar actually stirs them into violence? If they revolt, every plantation owner in the bayous will be massacred.
Oh, it ain't that bad, Blanche.
California, you don't know. They're simple people, but very superstitious. Under the stimulus of voodoo practices and Hagar's ranting, a revolt could be ghastly.
They outnumber us 50-1, California. And that's the danger. But Blanche is letting her imagination run away with her.
Oh. Blanche, I have bad news for you.
What now?
Your ruby. It's gone.
Hoppy, do you have to go tonight? It's nearly dark.
The sheriff has to be notified, Blanche. You can't ignore robbery and murder.
Well, can't California stay with me?
Oh, no. I gotta go. I don't know, Hoppy. I gotta go.
Yeah, you better go with me. We'll be back as soon as we can, Blanche. So long.
It's awful dark, Hoppy. You think we'll hit the main road soon?
Not long. Wait. Pull up.
Hey, what's that light?
Torchlight. Across the bayou. Come on and be quiet.
Drums. Hoppy, them's voodoo drums.
It's some kind of ceremony. I can see Hagar.
That ain't all. Look at all them men.
Shh. Listen.
It is time, my people. Listen to me. It is time.
Hagga, your priestess of voodoo commands you. Arise! Revolt! My people, here are the guns. Arm yourselves. First to Levasseur plantation to kill. Kill! Kill!
Great, some guns. California, you'll have to get back and warn the Levasseurs. I'll try to break through for help.
Poppy, you can't. The bayous between here and New Orleans are full of Hagger's men.
I've got to try. Hagger isn't stopped this night, it'll be a bloody massacre. Go on, run for it.
All right, Poppy. But what do we do if you don't get help?
What can you do? Make a fight of it. So long, partner.
Open up, it's me.
Yes, California, come in.
The hands are revolting. Oh. Hagger gave them guns. Hoppy wanted to get help if he can break through. Only he can't. We'll have to fight if he don't. You got any guns? Where's Philippe?
Wait a minute. Philippe is gone. When he heard the drums, he rode off after you.
Oh, must have missed him while I was in that bayou. Oh, that dang Digit. He'll get killed for sure.
You saw Hagger giving men guns?
Blanche, Hoppy and me were sitting right in the middle of a hull passel.
Oh, that was a very dangerous thing to do. You're so brave.
Oh, it weren't nothing special.
Oh, it was too.
Look, you got any guns? You and me will have to fight in a minute.
Oh, I'll never fight with you.
Darn it, Blanche, you ain't paying no attention. Oh. Show me them spare guns if there is any.
Anything you say, California, come with me.
I wish that moon had come up.
You do?
Sure, we could see to shoot a lot better.
Oh, I was hoping you were getting romantic.
Romantic? With Hoppy maybe dead and us about to fight 1,000 men led by a crazy woman?
Yes, I guess you're right. Here's the gun cabinet.
Yeah, we're sure gonna need them, I'm afraid. There, you grab all the shells you can carry and bring them over to the window in front.
Yes, California.
Holy cow, they're nearly on us. And no help around. Hoppy must have been caught.
Then we're... Oh, California, we can't stand them off by ourselves.
Sure, I know that, but don't harp on it.
Oh, I only wish there was more time.
Oh, here they come. There must be a million of them. We ain't got a prayer.
California, I'll try to be of help.
Yeah, I know you will, Blanche. Better get yourself another winder.
Yes. California, look. They've put out their torches.
Yeah, get ready. They're going to attack. Try to pick off that witch Hagger.
California, look.
I am, but I don't believe it. Must be the voodoo leader.
A black rider with a head of flame.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
Well, did you see that? That flaming-headed spook talked him into going home. And look, that spook rider's a-coming. Why, he's taking off his head.
It's Hoppy. Oh, let's go meet him.
Doggone, I should have known. Oh.
California, Blanche, it's me, Hoppy.
Oh. Hoppy. Oh, is that really you?
Just call me Ra, the fire god.
Well, with that coat over your head and that torch stuck up through the neck, you looked it.
Well, it worked anyhow. I told them voodoo was bad medicine, that Hagger was an evil witch. But the sheriff will want her now, I imagine.
The sheriff? What does he want her for?
For murder. She had a fight with a man who started this whole business and stabbed him to death. I couldn't break through to New Orleans, so I kept tabs on Hagger. I saw her meet him. I'm sorry, Blanche. It was Philippe.
Philippe? Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Ah, but it's true. I found a poison needle he planted in the frame of the picture covering the panel where you kept the ruby. Josh was trying to steal the ruby. His murder was planned to be yours.
But why? Hoppy, why?
The ruby. It was a fake. Philippe had stolen the original to buy those guns for Hagger. When you planned to sell it, he was forced to try and get rid of you. First by murder, then by starting the revolt prematurely. He had a bad kink in his brain, Blanche. Wanted to play Napoleon and lead an army of rebellion. Hagger was only a blind.
Then all that voodoo stuff, it weren't real at all?
All a fake, California.
Yes, I see. But Hagar was still right. It was a death ruby after all. Would you excuse me?
Surely.
Hey, where's she going?
Let her alone, California. It's been a shock to her.
Shock? That reminds me. I better get my horse and ramble while I can.
What? Well, the danger's all over. You can stay now.
Heck, I can. I'm in worse danger than ever.
Worse danger than being murdered?
You're dang tootin'. It's called matrimony.
Well, California seems to be fearful of nothing but matrimony at this point, even though he and Hoppy have just tangled with voodoo and found that bayou drums mean death. In their next thrilling adventure, Hoppy and California are mistaken for members of a bandit gang, and the mistake almost becomes a necktie party for them when Hoppy gets involved in the cleanup of Caribou Mesa. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. Bayou Drums Mean Death was written by Herb Purdom, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
Hopalong Cassidy, Bayou Drums Mean Death, from 1951, the 84th program of the series. Let's finish this time round with Bold Venture. This is episode number 4. The titles were made up by collectors, so, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, this one is supposedly a bullet for Slate.
But we don't have a date, specifically? They're in 52 somewhere, but no specific dates.
And it's a Ziv production.
Right. In wonderful sound, thanks to Dub Hopkinson, here is Bold Venture with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
You won't regret this, Mr. Shannon. You'll see you won't.
Mr. Shannon hardly ever regrets anything, do you, Slate?
That's because I lead such a clean life.
See what a lucky man you are, Mr. Bullock. Where else could you have found a 100% fellow like Slate here to take you all the way to Key West in his own boat?
I know. Oh, how well I know. Oh, that reminds me. The passage money.
You can pay me when I land you at Key West.
When you do that, you'll get a bonus. Yes, a nice plump bonus.
Plump, huh? That'll be nice. You're a nice man, Mr. Bullock.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Here, I got the money right here. I'll peel off any part of it. Just say when.
What a big piggy bank you must have robbed, Mr. Bullock.
Huh? Oh, I and... Oh, you made a funny.
Did you do that, sailor?
Yeah, she did. I've got $50,000 right here in my hand. Oh, piggy bank. Now, just say when, Mr. Shannon.
Well, if it makes you that happy, when?
What did I tell you, Mr. Bullock? You finally found an honest man. You're wonderful, Slade.
Means a lot to you to get to Key West, doesn't it, Mr. Bullock?
Oh, it does. Yes, it does. A man like me, I'm just not cut out for this excitement in Havana. I'm strictly a homebody. Carpet slippers, a pipe, the evening paper, but all of it in English. Something a man could hold on to. Yes, how much farther to your boat, Mr. Shannon?
A couple of minutes. If you're that anxious, you could have taken a plane, one of the crack liners.
I told you, I don't like all those people around me. I paid you enough, didn't I? I'm not paying you to ask silly personal questions. You're being paid to...
Now, easy, Mr. Bullock. Slate doesn't like it when you get on.
Hey, watch it, sailor. Hey, watch with you guys. You know better than to drive in Havana with your headlights off. You could have...
Keep the mouth polite, friend. All we want is to ask a friendly direction.
Mr. Shannon, look out. They're the men who... The men who... Well,
what do you know? It can still talk. All right, move it, my chick. Johnny will be proud, won't he, my chick? Huh?
Yeah, he'll be proud.
Hey, you should have seen it, Johnny. You
should
have seen it. But, Johnny,
I said shut up. Turn off the record, Marchick.
Yeah.
A man doesn't need anything but music like that.
Sure, Johnny.
Sure, Johnny. Tell me how Bullock died.
Four slugs in the chest. Can you imagine that, Johnny? A little guy like that and it takes him four slugs.
Who was driving?
Him. Marchick, him.
I was driving, Johnny.
I don't know about you, Marchick. I really don't. I said Dolly drives. You were going to handle the gun, remember?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Sure, Johnny, what difference? I didn't mind. He took four slugs. You should have seen him.
Marchick.
Uh-huh.
Next time you do like I say. Next time you'll do it my way, won't you, Marchick?
Sure I will.
Sure you will. You understand. It's the little things that annoy me. Take Bullock. He annoyed me. A bookkeeper who walks out with $50,000 shakes my faith. The money is incidental, Marchick. It's the annoyance of it. Gives me butterflies.
That's Johnny. Johnny, when do
we... Soon, real soon.
And when we get back to the States, it'll be like old times, won't it? Running things from Havana is okay, Johnny, but I like the States.
Like old times.
When are we getting out of here?
Sometime I'll whisper it in your ear gently, Marchick.
Sure.
There's no chance of a slip-up on Bullock, is there?
Uh-uh. We were driving without lights. Nobody followed.
Yeah, that's right. It happened too fast even for the guy and the dame to
what
have...
What guy and dame?
The ones that Bullock was talking
what
to.
What guy and dame?
Well, Bullock came out of the hotel with the guy and the dame.
What hotel?
Called Shannon's place.
Get them. Bring them here.
Sure, Johnny.
Now turn on the music, Marchick.
Uh-huh.
Inside said you were outside. Said you were on the patio.
Did he tell you to keep walking?
I said you know where Slate Shannon is.
Shannon is doing clever things to his boat. You'll find him down at the dock.
Your name's Duval, huh?
Who are you?
You got in trouble a little while ago, didn't you? You walked with a man and he dropped dead from bullets.
Look, don't make me repeat myself.
Police, that's all.
For a Cuban policeman, you've got quite an American lilt to your voice.
Yeah, I go to all the American movies. Come on, sis.
What are you talking about?
Talking about come on with me, the police. I'm arresting you for suspicion.
Suspicion of what? Show me a badge.
Come on, sis. I get experience dragging people, too.
Take your hands off me. Why, you're the man in the car.
Yeah, you gonna stop fighting or do I break the soft arm?
Sailor!
Slate, hurry.
You did wrong, sis. Wrong.
What's it?
Slate, he's got a gun.
Okay, drop it. Taylor, get the gun.
You're gonna be real sorry, mister.
He's getting away.
Yeah. You all right, sailor?
He slugged you good, huh?
Are you all right?
Let's go inside. He was the man who shot Mr. Bullock.
Yeah, I noticed. Like you said, he slugged me good.
I'll get you something. Hey, wait a minute. We've got company sitting over there.
Yeah. I wonder what he wants. Good evening, Senor LaSalle.
Buenas noches, senor. Senorita, are you sad also like me?
Sad?
Si. This evening you were seen with a man who was lately murdered. That's why I am sad. You are under arrest, both of you. Make yourselves comfortable, senorita, senor. We have a saying in Havana, my jail is your jail.
Hasn't changed a bit, has it, Slate? Still cozy.
Yeah, our home away from home.
Same leg broken on same chair. Same cigar burns on same desk. Same picture of LaSalle Jr. No, it's not the same. Junior's a big boy now. How Junior has shot up.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. How is Junior?
Remarkable. He is now in attendance at Yale.
Bula bula for him.
Oh, you are too kind.
Well, how long do we crook our pinkies at each other, LaSalle? I gave you the hoodlum's gun. All you have to do is trace it. That gets you Bullock's murderer. That gets us out of this coffee clutch. You and us.
This we shall do, senor, the tracing of the gun. However, there's also a matter of questions.
I've already chosen my category. How about you, Slate?
And what's the question? We told you he shot Bullock down in cold blood. We were taking a walk. Bullock didn't get to finish it, that's all.
This murderer of which you speak, you know him? You can describe him?
He was American. He carried an American gun. He's got a cold right cross. What else is there to know about a man in the dark?
I could think of something.
The license number of the car. You jotted it down?
I knew we forgot something, sailor.
Next time, I'll bring my ballpoint.
Yeah, do that.
Which brings us to the 64 peso question. Junior has written me of such. What business had Senor Bullock with you?
He hired me. He hired my boat. Take him to Key West.
He was a simple little man. Still, he had almost $50,000 on him. Perhaps you will tell me why.
Sure. Simple little men put their pennies in Christmas savings. You'd be surprised how it adds up.
It could have been a good fee to take him to Key West. $50,000. Perhaps this hoodlum you speak of, perhaps he had fear you would not share with him, eh?
Hey, look, I told you what happened.
Buenas noches, Senor LaSalle. Everybody. Well, will you be glad I'm here, Shannon? You and the lady. Will you be glad?
What is it you want, Senor Armand?
A favor, Senor. Just release Shannon and Duval. Because I ask you. Because I've got a writ that says you have to.
Give it to me. It is in order. You are released. But walk careful in Havana, eh, senor? Senorita?
Just like you say. Give my regards to Junior, huh?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I told you. The chief and me, we're just like that. I do favors for him, him for me.
And you for who else?
Your benefactor. Lovely man. He arranged it all. He's dying to meet you two. Let's not keep him waiting, huh?
He sounds like a doll. Shall we go, Slate?
Not you, just me and Buster here.
Now, look.
I said go home, sailor. You'll take me to my benefactor, huh, Buster? I don't want to share him with anybody.
Yeah?
I brought Shannon.
Oh, you're the lawyer. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, who is it?
The lawyer with the guy.
Tell the lawyer to go home.
You heard him. Come on in, Shannon. Right in here. There he is, Johnny.
Hello, Shannon. Are you staring at me because you recognize me?
Hey, I've seen you. Your pictures. You're Johnny Rice.
That's right.
How many states do you want it in, Johnny?
The original 13, and 7 more besides. You like music, Shannon?
Sometimes.
Try now. Listen. Pretty? Sure, it's pretty. You're going out to it, Shannon. Only because you know I'm in Havana.
Whoever told you I knew that?
Marchick.
Uh-huh.
Kill him.
Johnny,
I said...
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Now throw him away, Marchick.
Back to Bold Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
A man, he come to Shannon's place, have plenty of money and anonymous face. This man so rich, want to live in states, but die in gutter, decree his face. The police, they come and arrest Mr. Slate, also Lady Sailor, his fair lady of late. Then lawyer, he come with writ, 3 cheers. Lady Sailor come home, but Mr. Slate disappears. Now Lady Sailor, she bit her lip, her eyes are sad.
Does it show that much, King Moses?
Maybe not to somebody else, but to King Moses, it shows like it was in neon lights.
Funny. Slate never sees it.
Mr. Slate sees, but he does not believe. You are someone he has not known the like of ever before. He do not think himself worthy of you.
That'll be the day he underrates himself.
I know him longer than you, Lady Sailor.
Well, then maybe you can tell me where he's been all night, because you know him so well.
I cannot. In Havana, there are many places. One goes because one has a desire in his heart, or
what, King?
Or there is a desire in someone else's heart to please or to do harm.
Slate can take care of himself.
Yes, but sometimes a man gets hurt taking care of himself. Sometimes...
How could he have got hurt? We were in the police station. A lawyer named Harmon came in with a writ. Slate went. Get me my coat, King.
You go someplace, Lady Sailor?
Yeah, to see our lawyer. We got him for free yesterday. Maybe he'll tell me where he took Slate for free.
You understand, Miss Duval, it's been so long since a person as lovely as you walked in here. Mostly until you... dregs. Unfortunate people with burdens.
Mr. Harmon, where did you take Slate Shannon?
Really, no.
Look, Mr. Harmon, I could go away and come back. Only then this office would be cluttered with half the police in Havana.
Let me explain something to you, Miss Duval. I am a lawyer. I was hired to get you and Mr. Shannon out of jail. I succeeded quite well, don't you think?
Where did you take Slate?
Here I was only half successful. I was supposed to deliver both of you.
Where?
Well, you must realize I'm not going to say where or to whom or why. And may I make a suggestion?
What?
Should you bring the police here, I would lie. I would lie and say I dropped Slate Shannon in the middle of downtown Havana, in the street. I would lie and you would become a fool. Beautiful, but nonetheless a fool. Goodbye, Miss Duval.
Come on, wake up. Come on, wake up, Shannon. You're over being hurt. Wake up.
Hey, I know you. The man told you to kill me.
I'm sorry. I had to make it look good. How's your shoulder?
You had to do that, huh? Yeah, you're wrong, Marchak. I'm not over being hurt.
There was a doctor here. He took the bullet out. Fixed you up. That sling.
Here, here's some pills. He said you'll live.
Did he check with Johnny Rice? Is it okay with Johnny Rice if I live?
Johnny thinks you're dead. He wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, then you double-crossed Johnny.
Uh-huh.
That makes me owe you something. Like my life, minus a pound of shoulder.
You don't owe me a thing.
Don't kid me, Marchek. You don't do things like that to Johnny Rice. Not for nothing. You don't cross him, bring me here into this hole, get me a doctor, not for nothing. What's your fee?
It'll surprise you.
You want to bet? Tell me your fee, then I'll go home, because I've got a home.
I work for the Treasury.
I get it. You don't like to kill with guns. You're going to kill me with jokes.
See? My credentials. Look at them. Go on, look at them.
You win. Surprises me.
It always does. Every time.
Yeah, I know. I saw the movie.
We've wanted Johnny Rice a long time. We don't want to lose him in red tape. You're going to help us get him.
Am I?
He's going to make a run for the States tonight. We'll arrest him there. I'll recommend your book.
Thanks.
You're Miss Duval. Can she handle a bold venture?
I'll leave her out of it or I don't play.
All right. I'll go find somebody else.
Hey, come back, Jack Armstrong. Sailor can handle a boat.
Tell her to get it ready. Tell her to be on board about 6 o'clock. Sometime after dark, 3 men will meet her. Me, Dolly, and Johnny Rice. She'll take us to Key West.
And you'll take Dolly and Rice all by yourself? You're a bigger hero than appears on the surface, Marchek.
Don't pout, Shannon. You're going too. You'll hide below deck with a gun. I'll call out when I need you. Because I need you.
See you later, Marchek.
Yeah.
Mr. Slade, Mr. Slade.
Hey, where's Sailor King?
What happened to you, Mr. Slade?
I'll tell you later. Where is she?
In her room, melting away for you, Mr. Slade.
Sailor.
Slade, Slade, where have you been? Why didn't you...
Now, watch it. Your tears are getting my bandage wet. Hey, what's the matter with you, Sailor?
Your arm.
Ah, it's my shoulder. Used to have a bullet in it.
Slate.
Cut it out, will you? A man spends a hard night getting shot. He likes to come home and see a girl with her hair combed and lipstick on, looking nice. Look in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. We're going to Key West.
What are you talking about? You're hurt.
We're going to Key West as soon as it gets dark. You'll be on the Bold Venture. 3 men will meet you there. One named Johnny Rice and Marchek and Dolly. I'll be below deck. I'll have a gun.
Ahoy! Come aboard.
Well, good evening. I'm Johnny Rice, and you're Sailor Duval.
You sit over there.
No. You're at the wheel of this tub. I'm your right-hand man, right beside you. Let's get moving.
We wait for 2 more men.
Marchik and Dolly?
That's right. When Marchik paid me for this trip, he said you, him, and something named Dolly.
How much did Marchek pay you for this trip?
$300.
He did well by it.
I'll thank him again when he comes aboard.
I'm afraid not. He's dead, like your friend Slate.
Dead?
That's right. I caught Marchek placing a phone call, transatlantic, to the Treasury boys. Can you imagine Marchek doing that? That's why he's dead.
What about Dolly?
He's packing Marchek to bury him wherever he wants to bury him. I'll meet Dolly in the States.
Then there's going to be only you.
And you. Let's go to Key West, Mr. Val. Ah, beautiful night, isn't it?
I haven't looked. Do you mind if I get some coffee?
Where do you get your coffee?
Below, in the galley.
And who runs the boat while you're doing that?
You. Just hold the wheel. Steady as she goes.
All right. I've never run a boat before, but go ahead. And bring me some, too. Hurry back. I'm beginning to miss you already.
Slate.
Hey, what are you doing here? Where's Marchek?
He's dead. They found out who he is and they killed him.
You mean you've been up there all alone with Rice and Dolly?
No, only Johnny Rice came aboard. He's waiting for some coffee.
I'll carry it to him on this gun.
Be careful, Slate. Your arm.
I don't worry about it.
Yeah, you were quick with the coffee, Mr. Val.
No coffee, Johnny. We're all out.
Huh? Well, what do you know? Marchek didn't kill you. I should have figured that.
You enjoy handling a boat, Johnny?
Yeah. I'm happy like this. Your shoulder's bleeding, huh? Drop the gun. Drop it. Thanks, Shannon. Now I'm going to have to spend the voyage with a gun in my hand, huh, Shannon? Did you hear what I told your boyfriend, Miss Duval?
Slate. Slate, you're hurt.
I'll take the hurt away from him in a little while. Get on this wheel.
I'm sorry, sailor. I lost it.
Come on, get on the wheel.
You know something? I forgot how to run a boat. If I took the wheel, this boat would go around in circles till we ran out of gas.
I can blink an eyelash, Mr. Val, then shoot you dead. Slate can run the boat.
That's a big coincidence. I forgot, too.
What's on your mind, Slate?
Throw my gun overboard and I'll see you get ashore.
Where I want to go?
Key West. You got my word for it.
All right.
That was my gun, Johnny. Now yours. Now I'll take the wheel. How much water, sailor?
About 7 feet.
It won't be long now. I can see the lights from the coast.
Take another sounding, sailor.
All right. 4. Better cut the motors. Now 2.
All right, Johnny, jump.
Jump?
That's right. I can't take the boat on the beach. You'll have to walk from here. Go ahead, jump.
All right.
So long, Johnny.
I'll find you, Slate. I'll find you now. Hey.
What's the matter, Johnny?
This beach. There's water on the other side of it. Where am I?
So long, Johnny. How did I do, sailor?
I don't know what you did.
I told him I'd put him ashore. My part of the bargain. That sandbar is a mile from Key West, but it's part of Key West.
The tide will be in a half hour. He'll drown.
Get on the ship to shore phone, sailor. Get the Coast Guard. Give him Johnny's position. If they hurry, they'll get him alive. Nurse, where am I? Nurse.
Take it easy, Slate. I'm not a nurse. This is a sailor.
Water. Water.
So help me, Slate. If I thought you had a fever...
Yeah, the room is spinning. Everything's going black. I've got no pulse.
I'll go get you one.
Oh, thanks, nurse.
I'll be right back, baby. It's time for your 10 o'clock feeding.
Why, you nurses always talking shop. Come here.
Let go of me.
Ah, come here.
Boy, you really have got a fever.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Bold Venture, program number 4. Howard McNear was in that show. Nestor Paiva was in that show. And so was Tyler McVeigh. All well-known radio names, but not listed in these shows. The reason that we know them is because we are familiar with the voices. And in a couple of cases, we met them at Spurtback meetings. specifically Tyler McVeigh. Howard was gone, and so was Nestor Paiva, I believe, by the time we started collecting. Not that that matters to you. We just thought we would throw it along to fill some time here on Same Time, Same Station, which is about ready to end, but we'll continue next week with Howard McNear, and that's right here on Same Time, Same Station.